Hello, I'm Dr. Doretha Fields, and welcome back to the Journey to Holiness, your journey to an operation of inside wholeness through God's holiness. Well, we're very excited that this is week 16 of the journal, and there is an opportunity for you to become and experience personal wholeness through God's holiness. Well, I wonder if there has ever been a time where you have felt that something was holding you back from acquiring your aspirations, your dreams, your goals, or whatever you set your mind to sometimes doesn't quite make it. And because of these kinds of situations, perhaps you've developed a fear to move forward. Some of you have even given up on gifts and ministry because you felt that you have no way out. Well, today is a new day for you, and I'm going to show you how you can actually go for it. Because the fact of the matter is, you have everything it takes to be successful, because once you realize this week's anchor of wholeness, you'll be set. Well, actually, this week's anchor of wholeness says, realize the strength that is within you. You are stronger than you think. The Holy Spirit lives inside of you, therefore you possess the power to achieve whatever you can believe. Well, this is a very unique way of thinking for persons who have possibly given up. Well, today, because it is a new day that I'm ushering you into, I want you to begin to realize that you have already won the victory. The problem is, however, you've become stagnant, and maybe it is that you've just not moved ahead because you didn't realize that the strength that you have inside of you is enough to sustain you. You really are stronger than you think. Well, I'd like to call your attention to Psalm 46, verses 1 through 11. As I was studying through as to what to encourage you with this week, as we talked about how to realize your strength, how to move forward, how to realize that anything that you want to achieve is just at the point of your belief. Well, this scripture actually came to mind, and it was so very encouraging, and so I'd like for you to gather your Bible, and let's look at Psalm 46, verses 1 through 11. While I'm not going to go through each one of these verses, I want you to look at some overall general themes. I think that the power here lies really in verse 1 of Psalm 46, and it says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Well, you may be saying, well, how is it? What is this deal about having a refuge? Where in the world can I get strength? Because I don't really know where it's found. Well, those are all good questions that come to mind when you're facing challenges and you're facing situations and obstacles in life. But I want to show you how you can actually go for it. You don't have to worry about your past. The only thing you have to do is to be prepared to praise God for your future. Well, as we look at Psalm 46, there are some key verses that are particularly interesting, and I'm going to go ahead and summarize this particular set of scriptures. You see, actually, it begins with, after verse 1, talking about natural forces of eruption that comes by. This psalm, which is actually a psalm that was really written in a format of a melody. This reflects the portions of life that you and I may be faced with, and they can be called synonymously life turbulences. Then when you begin to look past verse 3, verse 4, verse 5, and verse 6, you then get a glimpse of where your strength will be. And that is found in verse 7. It tells us that the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Interestingly, the same verse is repeated at the end of the psalm in verse 11. And so I suggest that you hold on to that point, because that's going to get you to the point of actually knowing how to move forward. Go and look at verse 8. It's going to encourage you now, once you have reflected on the forces of life, life turbulences, nature eruption, then it moves you into beholding the works of the Lord. You're going to have to do that in your life in order to be successful. Well, I know that there have been some times when you really weren't even sure if you could make it, but if you take a moment to reflect and redirect our thinking to the power of God and the fact that we know that God has the power to fix things. In fact, there have been so many things that have been broken in your life and mine, and you and I know that had it not been for the Lord who is on our side, we certainly would not have made it. And so in verse 8, when you get to that point, it's challenging you to actually redirect you to the point of looking at the power that lies in you. When you realize that the forces of the power in you really is greater than what is going on around you, then you will be able to move forward. Now, as we begin to look really in verses 10 and 11, it actually brings us to a next thing that God really wants us to do once we've acknowledged life turbulences, once we've reflected on the power that God has and how he's actually made it manifest. It then calls for us to be still. You see, in order for you and in order for me to get to the point of victory, we have got to put our life on pause. Why do you put your life on pause? You can do that by developing a prayer life, developing a meditation time. Because it says here in verse 10, to be still and know that I am God. What happens in this particular mindset, you're releasing your control and giving it over to God, because the scriptures just declare that the Lord of hosts is with us and the God of Jacob is our refuge. Well, I told you already that verse 7 and verse 11 has the same thought. Well, what is going to be important for you as you walk forth into learning how to become sober, how to become still, and how to focus on the strength of God that is in us, we then are able to move forward in victory. I'd like to call some key words to your attention. The word refuge. Well, as I studied that, I thought about how unique it is when you think about the word refuge and the saying that God is our refuge and strength. A refuge, and to be in refuge, the noun form of that, is that it is a place of being protected. It is a place of providing protection. It's a haven, if you would. It's a point of sanctuary. It's a point of shelter. And so what happens is when you and I get to the point that we realize that God is our refuge and strength, you begin to become a little bit more excited. You become a little bit more intent that you can now achieve those things that have been placed on hold in your life. As I looked again in the study of refuge, it reminds me that the people who are a part of a refuge are called refugees. These are people who actually flee for refuge or shelter or help or protection from oppression. Well, these oppressions could simply be heavy weights or concerns or situations that hold you back. Perhaps they're even encumbrances. But a refugee is the person who takes the initial step to flee to the place of refuge. So in other words, it's in your control. Now let's look at something else by contrast. The contrast of a refugee camp and a prison is, a prison, a person is placed there against their will and they have no option. Well, I'd like to challenge you today to think about your life. Is your life more like a prison or is it more like a refugee camp? If it is more like a prison, then I'm going to ask you to choose to release that line of thinking. You have got to choose and realize that your strength, your comfort, your safety, and your protection is with the Lord of hosts, our refuge and strength. And so when you get to that point, you move very rapidly from the point of feeling that you're in prison, and you make the initial step to flee to a place of refuge. It's really your choice, and it comes with thinking about what we talked about and encouraging you to understand, so what are you waiting on? set yourself free from spiritual, emotional, financial, and even stressful prisons. Well, you can actually go for it. There are some steps that I'd like for you to take this week as you enter to that point. First, behold the goodness. Behold the Lord's word. Think about God has the power to do it. Once you've done that, learn to be still. Learn to know who he is and turn it over to him. And then finally, once you've gotten that point, just simply retreat to the spiritual refugee camp. Wouldn't it be just so great to proclaim that I am in God's refugee camp? And so, go for it. The doors of the camp are open. You can do all things through Christ. Just remember, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You can do it. Go for it. Today is a great day for your prison release.